This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Everybody has got drunk at some point in their life and made a silly choice.
The news.
Everything's just out the window, like rationality, common sense, decency.
With your host...
Juicy AF.
Courtney Cox.
Restless anal syndrome.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
You can put pasta in front of any children and they will love it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
At Northeast Men's Health, they are currently offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
A 14-year-old Lynn English high school student is facing charges after police said he brought a realistic-looking toy gun into class yesterday, resulting in a lockdown and partial evacuation of the building. I mean, come on. This is crazy.
Well, how old is the child?
14.
14?
No, I'm saying it's crazy that he did it. Yeah. Not that he's facing charges. Yeah. 14, you're old enough to know right versus wrong. Mm-hmm. And in the state of what we have going on in the country, you should not be bringing a toy gun into school. Mm-hmm. Here's one freshman, Elena Correa, who was at the school.
He brought it to shoot someone about a girl or a guy that was pressing him yesterday. We're, like, scared that someone was going to come to our class.
No.
So, I mean, that's...
So somebody was bullying him and he brought it to be like, yo, keep bullying me, I'm gonna...
But a realistic looking... I've seen toy guns that look very real. So, I mean, if I'm a kid in class and I see that in somebody's backpack...
Mm-hmm. The kid's getting bullied.
Is bullying worse now than it was decades ago? Or
yeah, because I bet it's more the like cyberbullying, right? You can bully people online where back that, you know, back when I was growing up or, you know, especially when you were growing up, the bullying.
I was bullied a lot.
The bullying was.
I mean, people used to laughingly refer to me as 00 because that was my number on the high school basketball team. I never got in a game unless we were up by 40 points.
The 00 made a return this past weekend.
Well, you were Robert Parrish.
That was your bib.
That is true. Yeah. I proudly wore 00 in the Jingle All the Way 5K and I finished at 41 minutes and 20 seconds and I still can't walk today.
Was that important for you therapeutically that like you returned to the scene of the crime in effect?
Yes,
good.
Wiggy's right, though. It is the cyber aspect of it because social media became a thing at the end of my middle school going into high school age. Right, and we had Honesty Box when I was there on Facebook where you could send an anonymous message to somebody and tell them whatever they wanted about.
What was this?
It was called Honesty Box on Facebook. Yeah. Yes. And it was the worst app ever. It was like I could literally say, Greg, you suck. You're ugly. Send it to you. You would never know who it came from.
Bullying
Have you ever read the Twitch chat? That's all that's in there.
Well, this was the beginning of it. Honesty Box was the original.
I am in a misery box.
Bullying back then was better because you also got to see the bully get his ass whooped plenty of times. Yeah. And then other people go, you know what, maybe I don't want to be a bully.
Well, and you could go home. Now when you go home, bullying follows continues. You.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Obviously, it's worse when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, it happens. It happens in life.
Right.
Happens in the workplace.
Dale here.
I mean, it's happened.
Yes, you guys are bullies.
No, he bullied me.
No, I was bullied by Dale when I got here.
Really?
No, it wasn't. I love Dale. All right.
Oh, come on, don't lie.
I love you, Greg, but...
I was bullied over some of my COVID views by Dale. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, you know, I love you, but you sound a bit pandering, to be honest.
Dale, he jumped on your throat one day.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. He was very upset with me one day.
No. All right. Hell no.
No?
Dale. All right. Well, Amazon's cloud service network suffered a major outage yesterday, disrupting access to many popular sites.
Oh, this has got to be the time when people are really all over Amazon buying all their Christmas stuff.
Yes. The issue primarily affected Amazon Web Services in eastern U.S., but it provides remote computing services to governments, universities, and companies. They weren't the main focus of this, but you bring up a great point, Greg. It is an interesting time with everybody on Amazon. Here's Michael Siegel, the director of cybersecurity at MIT Sloan.
From a cybersecurity point of view, we look at this as being a risk that if someone could, in fact, affect an AWS or a Microsoft Azure or other cloud provider, it obviously could affect, you know, significant infrastructure, hospitals, financial services, and other organizations for which people might depend on in even larger ways.
A lot of the conspiracy people, Curtis, like you, believe that that's the next pandemic, is the loss of the internet, and that you know how they do that. That thing where they get together, like Bill Gates organizes that thing where they get together and they plan what would happen if there were to be some kind of a world-changing event. Like they did one before the pandemic. They got together, all these brilliant minds, self-anointed.
Yeah, on Epstein's jet, I think Bill Gates was on there.
Yes. And they talk about what the world might do if X were to happen.
Right.
The one that they most recently had was about what would we do if the internet were to go down via hacker or whatever for good for an extended period of time, and what an absolute disaster it would be for people. Never mind social media.
Right. In a way, though, wouldn't it be kind of nice?
No.
Why not? You got a little time. You don't have to check a phone every 2 seconds. Get the newspaper.
But you do everything. Like, you do your banking online. Like, everything.
Oh, it'd be a disaster.
You pay your bills online. Like, that kind of stuff would be.
An absolute disaster. Well, you have to go without porn for.
Yeah, you get your porn online.
Didn't a lot of people worry that was going to happen at 2000? When 2000,
yes.
Like, that Y2K. New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Y2K.
Yeah, I remember that.
You do remember? How old were you?
I was 10.
Oh, 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nine.
Nine.
Well, Coco, Greg is still preparing to be Y2K ready.
All right.
Falmouth police arrested an East Falmouth man yesterday after a victim identified him as a suspect in an alleged robbery at a Bank of America ATM. William A. Luz III, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, 51, will be charged with unarmed robbery.
What do you got? Somebody was in there getting their money? And
this victim was at a standalone ATM, which that's you always have to be worried at one of those.
That's an irrational fear, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Withdrawing money?
Yes.
Yeah, for me.
But my parents always say, call me if you're at one of those, because they're always nervous.
What, call you every time you're at an ATM?
At a standalone, yeah.
What do you mean standalone? Like the one you got to go in?
Yes.
Wait, no disrespect. I love your mom and your dad. Mm-hmm. Great people.
Yeah.
What are they going to do if you're, God forbid something happens. What are they going to do when they're on the phone?
You know what? That's a great point. Like, they always have me, call me on your walk. Call me here. What are you going to do? If I start screaming, what happens then?
I don't know. good for
this victim though, because she didn't let her purse go. She was holding on. She was fighting back, and so a witness struck the suspect, and then he took off.
Okay,
so
he's
fight back.
And don't fight back. Just give him your purse and cancel your credit cards, because you don't want to run into some nut job you're fighting back, and next thing you know, you end up. Never fight back. That's
but
the
fight,
worst.
Fight back the if worst. You're if you're getting kidnapped, you're always supposed to yell or kidnapped. Scream, because if they take you to a second location,
then you're done. Yeah. Oh, if you go to the second place, you're done. Yep. You should fight right away.
Right. Yeah.
Fight right away. And you know that ATM is not the initials of the creator of that machine, right?
Yes.
Okay, you sure?
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan, and it was Dunkin's Donut. That is not a crazy assumption. It really isn't.
They made a donut. They physically made a donut that had a dunk handle on it. I mean, I don't know. For years, Dunkin' Donuts made a donut with a handle on it, so you could
when
dunk
was
it.
That?
In your, what do you mean? It was like it wasn't that long
50s.
Ago. 50s. It's the old thing. People ate donuts.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's the Krispy Kreme family?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay. An irrational fear in Lancaster, Mass. Donna Sanguinero, she had to fight off a 40-pound raccoon while hanging Christmas lights last Wednesday.
Oh, was the thing rabid?
She had to get 2 rabies shots. She still needs 2 more.
So she was hanging the lights on the house.
Yep.
Like Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
And the thing came for her jugular?
Well, this is what she had to say about the story.
And I looked, and it was this huge raccoon that was just like 10 feet from me. So I tried to take a step back, and he jumped right at my face. We're like, I'm got him tossed in the air, trying to get him off of me. Finally, once I threw him on the ground, and he jumped right back at me. I finally got him in the neck under my elbow here, my shoulders, and he's biting and screaming, yelling to my neighbors, please, someone come help me, help me.
Jeez, what a nightmare.
In a bad part of this, the police, her husband, nobody was able to find the raccoon. So if you're in Lancaster, be careful because there is a...
But she should just do what some people do and leave the lights up all year round.
No, that's terrible.
What do you think of the people who never take their Christmas lights down? They're up here. I mean, I think it's, honestly, saves you a lot of time and effort.
Oh, come on.
What?
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it is, for lack of a better word, tacky.
Really?
I do.
Wow.
And like I just think it's like the Christmas spirit is so exciting and you go and you decorate the house, you put everything up, you take things down when it's over, it's sad. What is the joy around getting ready for the holidays if it's just up all year?
Are you somebody who has all kinds of little Christmas tchotchkes all over the home?
I'm not a tchotchke girl.
Okay.
I actually really don't like tchotchkes.
Is that from Joni and Chachi? I love that show.
Close enough.
Love tchotchke.
Do you have the glittery silver trees?
Christmas tree.
The glass bowl with the colored balls?
There is this, it's called the Grinch tree. You can buy it at, I know you don't like the place, Trader Blows. But they have Grinch trees and there are these ugly little trees. I buy one every year. I really like them.
Yeah.
And so I have that.
It's not an actual tree.
No, it is.
Oh.
It's actual.
Wait, Trader Joe's? Like, how many carbon emissions were affected by the Trader Joe's selling the
Grinch tree?
I don't know.
They're small.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Hope they didn't come from the Brazilian rainforest or anything like that. That would be critical of Trader Joe.
I have a question. This might be a Courtney question, so I don't mean that too negatively. But so my house growing up, we always had candles in all the windows. What is that for?
I don't know. My parents do it, too.
Is it just to, like, celebrate the season? Is it to light the way for Santa? What's going on?
It's probably because back in the day, that's probably how they didn't have Christmas lights, so they just put probably candles in the window.
I also think it might be, and this could be dumb, if you're Catholic, it might be like a manger situation. Like, manger. They all had the candles going there.
I think it may have started... You might be right.
I think that might
be. But also, I think at one point, maybe during, Curtis, you could look this up, but maybe during the Vietnam War, it was at the holiday time for soldiers who,
I don't know.
Is that possible? Do I remember that?
I have no, I asked my uncle, he served in Vietnam. So
I know that
no
families
clue.
Who have a family member that is serving overseas, that they do put candles in the window, but I don't think the two are tied.
Yeah, maybe.
I just remember growing up, it was so annoying to go every window and turn on that wheelie thing.
I actually agree. It was a pain.
Yeah.
I believe I have an audio obscure reference on this. Can you turn my iPod up, please? If you could. I believe, and we don't have to listen to it very long. Here we go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This incredible song from the great Creedence Clearwater Revival refers to just this thing.
Put a candle in the window.
Such a great song. Maybe their best, and I do love Pool Stop the Rain and Have You Ever Seen the Rain.
Ooh.
But
what about Lodi?
Lodi's a good tune, but that's a cover.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Oh. I think it was Al Green who did Lodi originally. Had a hit with it first.
It seems like we are all correct. If you look it up on Google, I'm on sash windows. The tradition of burning a candle in your window at Christmas. They go everything from remembering those who are away, welcoming travelers from afar, celebratory candles, and then Christmas candles in religion. There's a bunch of different reasons why, apparently.
Okay. All right. Apparently, it also would indicate that there was room at the inn.
Hmm.
Okay. So if one were a weary traveler and came across the Wayside Inn in Sudbury, then therefore they would be able to know that there was room there if the candle was
right, because that would be before the vacancy sign.
My mom and dad would always put them on when I left.
That is correct. They did not have a vacancy sign or a no vacancy sign. So yes, okay. All right, sorry, back to the news.
An umbrella-wielding Alec Baldwin, this is a bad, bad look, was filmed rushing towards a reporter who confronted him outside Woody Allen's Manhattan townhouse.
Shouldn't the guy remove any kind of a thing that could be used as a weapon from his hand at this point? I mean,
Baldwin should be laying the lowest of low right now. Yeah, he should not be even going outside to entertain any type of video where he could be looking in a bad light. He launched at a New York Post journalist, but did not make contact with him, important, while being confronted over his latest claims. So this reporter was there, seemed like a paparazzi of sort, asking him questions about the Rust shooting.
I asked you to leave.
Mr. Baldwin, who's here?
I asked you to go away. Please go away.
Have a photograph under somebody's private home.
This is not anyone's private room. Are you? This is public property.
Go away.
Who's here? Did you really not pull the trigger? Do you believe it went off without you pulling the trigger? Was it a malfunction?
Who's the woman?
I think
it's... Is that Alaria?
I think it is.
Alaria.
I'm trying to look up the... Yeah, it is.
If you let it play, she said, "Ay, Dios mío,
porte."
But the guy was such an a-hole.
Who's here?
Cucumber.
What's here? What the guy's trying to do his job is the a-hole.
Is that really like? So, do you really think paparazzi that's doing the job, like harassing
that's
people?
Their job.
Now Greg has to have paparazzi.
I think he was a New York Post guy. I don't think it was paparazzi.
Yeah, it was a New York Post guy, but at the same time, it's still you're in the paparazzi wheelhouse there.
Ask Princess Diana.
Ask Princess Diana's family how they feel about paparazzi. Well,
I mean, I think it's clear that Alec feels great sorrow for what he did. He's really, changed his
approach. The guy has an anger management problem.
Who are you here to see? Mind your business. I'm on private property. Who the hell is he? Did you shoot him? Did you pull the trigger? It's like, really?
He's a jerk.
Yep. What a life.
Who's here?
Go take pictures of mountains or something. Get a life.
Yeah, those sell.
Ooh, I would buy a mountain NFT.
There you go. You think he'd do something better than that?
Maybe a Mount Washington Auto Mile NFT.
Alec Baldwin should have stuck the broom on the umbrella right up his butt.
Automobile NFT.
Telling you, don't get left behind in the metaverse, Curtis.
I'm starting to buy in, Greg.
Are you?
I am. I've been doing research, between breaks about the NFT thing.
Yeah.
Because it's
good show prep. Good.
Well, you know what? It's fascinating.
What's fascinating about it?
The metaverse.
Because Eamon came in. And I was asking him, the gorilla, those gorillas that sold a mini collection, $24 million. Yeah. And so I was asking, how much is these NFTs, do you have to pay initially?
Yeah.
He said, $200-$300.
Yeah.
And plus gas fees.
That's
but there
24
was
24 ETH.
I don't know that all.
Okay. The metaverse. Yeah.
He said then there was one 10 months later that was worth $35,000.
Yeah.
And so I'm, what is the... Like, the fascination about it. Is it the art? Like, somebody buys a picture?
It's like buying art. Yeah.
But where do you display it, though?
You don't need to display it. You're going to make money from it in the future going forward in the metaverse.
So is it just about the money, then?
Yes, it's about money. It's speculation. But it's the wild, wild west.
Mm-hmm.
There's zero control or regulation over it. I love it. Like, Brees and I were buying Mass... the other night,
mm-hmm.
which is this artist, Pac, P-A-K. Nobody knows who Pac is.
Right.
I think Pac may be Elon Musk, honestly. But anyway, we bought a dot.
Okay.
A little white dot.
Right.
The thing has already tripled in value. I'm going to hang on to it, by the way.
But somebody has to want that art form, right?
If I ever showed, I'll have our vice president of video services Amen Corner, share the dot. The thing is beautiful. It is the most beautiful white dot, Curtis, you have ever seen.
Metaverse.
I wish I could convey how little I care.
No, but Greg is on to something, Curtis, because like when people buy out,
wait,
they like
to. You
don't
support them. I love you.
Listen, I was looking. People buy out, they put it on their wall, and they go, like, there's the Stormtrooper head that's on the Twitch. Mm-hmm. So you buy it, you put it on your wall, and then it's like a conversation piece.
Right.
And people are really like, oh, I love this type
you
of
have
art.
Bragging rights.
Right, whatever. If you buy the NFT, are there people, I would love to hear from people who go, I just buy the NFT because of the art. And then where do you display the NFT?
It's no different than buying a baseball card or
right, but you display
an autograph
it
or you're buying it for potential future value.
Except for you, Greg. You're like the old guy in the nursing home who was blowing his family fortune on like bizarre things because he doesn't understand what's happening.
I'm not.
But the guy with poor
Courtney was worried for me the other day.
We are all worried. I am a little worried. But I think
your son was worried. A UPS out because he said he had to do two jobs to pay tuition.
The metaverse.
I think what people are going to end up doing, they're going to buy those like frame TVs that are all the rage right now where you can put a piece of art on your TV.
So like a monitor and it just does a slideshow?
Yeah, I think that's what people
but
are going
to
end up doing.
But there has to be some, like when people, Greg brings up baseball cards, right? People who get into that, they get those and then when somebody ultimately pays, you know, $2 million for, Babe Ruth card, right? Mm-hmm. They then display it somewhere or a bat or something. Where?
I will take some. We don't have time now because we're in the middle of the news, but I'll explain it to you at some later
point. I might invest.
When I feel like you're on an as-needed basis when it comes to information about NFTs.
Please do not invest, Wiggy. I don't want you to have to work harder. You already work harder than all of us. You got like five jobs here.
Now you're acting like Wiggy can't make an investment decision.
No,
on his
I don't
own,
trust because he respects you and he wants you to like him. He might invest. I'm not saying it's intelligence. It's loyalty.
You're not doing it to be liked.
No, but I'm doing it to make money. When Eamon says
this is like the gold rush. I'm like UConn Cornelius.
Yes.
And I ran into you at the saloon and I said, hey, there's gold in them there hills.
Right.
And you're like, you're coming on board.
Right.
Nothing
the
wrong with that.
Metaverse.
All right. Anyway, anything else news wise?
Tease this story.
Okay.
Maribel Duarte is a mom of a 13-year-old son. The student goes to Barack Obama Global Prep Academy in South LA.
Mm-hmm.
He came home and he had a vaccine card without her knowledge. And he said that he accepted the COVID-19 vaccine at school for this reason.
The lady that gave him the shot and signed the paper was the one that told my son, please do not say anything. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay, so she didn't say it there, but she goes on to say she offered an exchange for pizza.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Oh. So the kid got a free slice of pizza?
Yes.
In exchange for a vaccine?
I was thinking
what's the problem? Was it a slice or was it an entire
pizza? Well, if you're a parent and he comes home with that and you have no knowledge,
I understand.
You'd be pretty pissed.
I thought it was for
some pizza.
I thought it was for like an A on your report card. I got vaccinated every week.
Pizza's better than an A. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's small, large, what size?
It didn't say what exactly he got. I mean, if it's just one slice of pizza, I don't really think that's
You know, it's good pizza, Whole Foods. They got some good pizza there.
I've never had the pizza.
Yeah, man, you're missing out. It's good pizza.
I like Shaw's or Star Market.
I don't go to Whole Paycheck or Trader Blow. I go to a place where you can get normal food like Shaw's or Star Market.
You're sleeping on it, bro.
I'm not. Somebody said, somebody texted in and said, why does Greg hate Trader Joe's? You can't get a normal thing. Like, you can't walk in there. I just want to go in there and get a normal hunk of cheese.
Their cheese is so good, though.
It's like massaged goose nut cheese. It's like I just want to know. Do you have like a hunk of cheddar cheese that I can melt on a piece of white bread? Do you have any white bread in here? They don't have anything.
You know where I went the other day for cheese?
The bread has like seeds on it.
Oh, that's good.
It's grand multi. I just want normal food. That's why I go to Star Market.
Right. Give me a Diet Coke, a bag of Tostitos, and some salsa.
Yeah,
that's America.
Give me some canned Alfredo sauce. Do you have any canned Alfredo sauce?
You know where
this
you could get all of that? And I went the other day for a little Christmas shopping. to Eataly at the Prudential Center.
No, thanks.
No, their cheese section. They have a little Christmas market right now. They have little nuts and
I'm not paying NFT prices for a jar of sauce.
It wasn't. It wasn't NFT prices.
But Star Market has unbelievable wings.
They do have good wings.
Right. And so, like, you see, if you sleep on places like that.
They have good pizza in there, too.
Excellent pizza.
If you sleep on places like that, you miss out on opportunities.
And my favorite food in all the world is cheese.
Before we leave the news, since we're talking about food, can I just do one more?
Is that Ted Cruz?
Yes, you can do one more.
I can do one more?
Yes.
Okay, let me know if you guys would drink this, because Oreo and Barefoot Wine have teamed up to roll out a unique new red blend that tastes like the cookie brand's crispy, thin variety. Huh. So the wine is said to combine the subtle notes of oak, blackberry, and dark cherries with a more pronounced chocolate, cookie, and cream flavors.
So it tastes like Oreos.
That's what it's saying. $24.99. I would drink this, I think.
I don't drink wine, so I don't really get the whole wine obsession. You can't drink it cold. You can't put ice in it.
Another thing like NFTs, people collect wine, and they're waiting for future value on the wine.
So nobody would you drink this?
No.
And I don't think so. I don't know that I want my wine to taste like an Oreo.
I'm sure it doesn't taste exactly like an Oreo. Oh, I think it sounds kind of good.
Okay. Greg, have you ever trained to be a sommelier?
No, but there's a great movie about it. Have you ever watched that documentary?
Sideways?
No. No. No, there's a great movie called Somm about a bunch of, you know, in order to be a master sommelier, there's only 143 of them in the world. You have to be able to sit down blindfolded and identify like 10 glasses of wine. You have to identify the vintage, the maker, just purely by taste, out of all the billions of wines that there are in the world.
The best sommelier I've ever dealt with was Grill 23.
Well, he's the Rom. He's the best.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Sounds like a good action movie. Yeah.
I like my sommelier at TGIF Fridays.
The best. All right.
John Wick.
Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.